Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, well, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. We had a discussion and we said that there are far too many films to watch nowadays and it is way too easy to watch them. So we are telling you what you can watch on your TV at home. Last week, we told you that you could watch the Australian horror film that is Babadook.
Great film.
Good film.
Babadook.
This week, we're going all the way from the wardrobe of Babadook to
BBC Two. Saturday the 16th of October, 2 p.m.
Oh, hello.
The old lunchtime kickoff.
The lunchtime kickoff. Put the football down. Put whatever sport down. Get on board. BBC Two, 2 o'clock to 3:55, 1959. Billy Wilder, Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis, Marilyn Monroe. Some like it hot.
They do.
They do. An absolute classic banger. Definitely worth a watch. Classic of cinema. Brilliant film. You seen it, Coles?
I don't think I've ever seen Marilyn Monroe in anything, you know.
Well, if there's a film to see her in this. She's brilliant.
Saturday, 2 p.m, BBC Two.
Yeah, Saturday, 2 p.m, BBC Two, 16th of October.
Did you say Gene Wilder?
No, I said Billy Wilder.
Who's Gene Wilder? Isn't that Chris Wilder's wife, Sheffield United manager?
Gene Wilder.
Willy Wonka.
Is Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
So that is what you can watch on terrestrial TV this week. The other thing we do in this episode is we send Ben on holiday to obscure places all around the globe to find out where you are listening to Sofa Cinema Club. Now, last week, we hit some new highs, didn't we?
Do you know what? I think last week, I have to say, I think that was as big as we're ever going to get.
Really?
Well, we just went to some mad places. We'd never seen stuff like that before. And now I've got back on the plane. I got tired because I went a long way, had a lot of PCR tests. So I've come back now and I was just going to hit us just with an everyday one. One that we'll know. Thailand. What were you going to give me on Thailand? Just last 7 days.
11.
What are you talking about?
Right, 11. I'll 11. Just say it. 11. Easy.
Shepherd's just throwing it out. 11. Colson, come on, you're good at this.
You're good at this.
You're good at this. That's something to write down on the CV.
19.
Oof, 4.
I don't know. Well,
When someone goes big and then it's just none. Shit.
I thought we might have quite a few listeners in Thailand.
Well, we have. So 4.
We have. 4's not bad, you know. Now, we're going back. Now, we had a little discussion with, I can't remember what her name was. She was watching them on holiday in Spain.
Sophie Mule.
Sophie Mule, well done. Sophie
Never
Mule.
Forget that name.
Never forget. Now, I wonder if she's come back from holiday. Because she might have come back, but she might have got everyone else around the pool to listen to the podcast. Spain, what do we reckon?
Oh, have we gone up?
Oh, we're going big.
Well, no. Oh, fuck no. I could have been leading you down the path there.
Yeah.
Maybe she's been putting posters out around doing a leaflet drop around Alicante.
Has she gone and left it for dust and it was all her listens? Or has she just spread the word in Benidorm?
28.
Oh, that's massive.
Is that massive? Is that massive?
You are off your rocker, Shepherd.
I like that. Strong.
9.
22.
Oh! Told
Very
you.
Very good, Shepherd. Very good. 22's good.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to... I think you've been here, Jack.
Oh, go on.
We're going to the pyramids.
Yeah.
We're going past the Sphinx. We're going to Egypt.
Egypt? I've been there.
Didn't you say... It's got the pyramids and then a McDonald's next door.
Yeah.
I can't get my head around that.
It's mental, isn't it?
Like, one of the wonders of the world.
But we got there in the 90s, like 96, 97, where we didn't... Brits didn't go on holiday to Egypt. Well, we didn't.
When did you go?
I went like that, like 96, 97.
Oh, did
Egypt.
You?
Yeah.
Before I
That's
was
That's when
born.
We went. This is what I'm saying. We went there. Jerusalem and Egypt. This is where we were going on our holidays. Mum and Dad trying to give us a bit of culture. And as we get there,
see.
Cairo, pyramids, Sphinx, McDonald's. Couldn't believe it.
I've never been. So do you have to travel a long way to go and see them on the edge of the city?
No, they're there. It's Cairo.
Where is it? Just take a left at McDonald's. Yeah. It's there. So you've got the pyramids.
And then there's sand, but then you always sort of like see, yes. don't you? The pyramids yeah. and sand and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, behind is Cairo.
Oh my goodness.
You only ever see it from one direction. If you saw it from the other direction, it would be a city.
Yeah.
More importantly, how many listeners?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, we've given it a big build up there. How many listens?
3.
I'm going 2, and that's Tutankhamun listening to both apps.
1.
One. Kill it, it's Cleopatra.
One. Cleopatra listened. She loved it. She loved it, by the way.
And she didn't like it, so she didn't listen to other app.
She listened to one. So there we go. That's the last time we're doing listens from around the world. I think the format might change next series.
The other thing that we like to do in this episode is we like to hear from you guys at home. We like to find out what you're thinking of the podcast. So... what are they thinking, Ben? What's going on in Ben's reviews?
So this one made me laugh. So it's more of a comment. And it's our Instagram, and we've gone, tonight's terrestrial TV recommendation is If Beale Street Could Talk. It's on BBC Two, 9:45. Have you ever seen it? What do you think? Jeremy Mansell, pretty boring. That was his one liner to a great film. Pretty boring. Ah, thank you for that. This is a good one. This is a good one. It's Anne's. It's on the Insta again. Anne's 76699. Crikey, that's quite a birthday, isn't it?
It is.
Love today's podcast, especially Jack's petrol tale. Very good. Re the 12A being bought in for Spider-Man, which Jack referenced last time, didn't you?
Oh, right. Yeah,
on the podcast.
Yeah.
I remember this because my sons were young and all the merchandise around the film was aimed at young children.
Mm.
And then when the film was released, it was a 15. Cue outrage.
No, it wasn't a 15, it was a 12. So they made the new rating 12A to let children younger than 12 watch it.
Not a 15.
It wasn't a 15. No, it was a 12. But that meant, like, no 11- or 10-year-olds could go and watch it. So that's when they went 12A.
So Anne's got it wrong.
No, well, I don't think she's got it wrong. Well, she has. She's got it a little bit wrong.
Jack's car, Ben, last week, touched on the fact that it only did 100 miles. Well, the old Ford Mustang's owner's trust have been in touch, haven't they, Jack, on
Twitter? Yeah, they have. And they were saying I was talking shit. They were saying that I can get a full tank for, like, what is it, 350 miles or something. Something daft. What did he say? I can't remember. 280.
So there's something wrong. There must be something wrong with your car. He sent a link. I've read the link.
What was the link?
Basically saying it should do 340 miles. 320 to 340 on a full tank. He filled it up and he gets 170. And it doesn't give him that much.
Is there something in your tank?
I don't know. I'm not paying attention. I'm not arsed.
Have you got petrol now?
Yeah, you can get petrol. It's coming up. Yeah. Army got involved, didn't they? Boris got on the phone and said,
us three drove a tanker, didn't we? We drove a tanker.
Boris got on the phone and went, I hear Jack's car does 4 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, we can't be having that. Send a few tankers up to Manchester. sort him out. So we're back on the road now.
One more review. It's 1987. So their name, there is their birthday, I'm guessing. Ben's hello is a text tone, ? That's how we've opened up. 5 stars, great. Hey lads, loving the podcast. A bit late to the party, but I've enjoyed shuffling different episodes. Jack should have a walking show on Channel 5.
A walking show. What's a walking show?
Basically, you going on rambles up Goat's Nest and round Leeds.
Oh, literally walking.
Yeah, Claire Balding does a show, I think on Radio 4, where she goes on a ramble. And I like listening to it. So like 40 minutes of her going for a walk and seeing something and telling you all about it. So you'd be able to do that on Channel 5.
Oh, God, it'd be shite. It'd be absolute dog shit.
I'm in my Converse and rocks are a bit hard on foot.
I don't know. Do you know what, actually? I think it might be quite bloody funny.
It fucking won't. It'd be pissing it down. I'd end up sacking it off, getting an Uber.
In his black Carhartt coat with no hood.
Jack should have a walking show on Channel 5. Ben should be replacing Martin Tyler on Sky Sports Super Sunday.
That would be good.
Can you please say, and it's live?
And it's live.
Can't wait to see what else you do. All the best, boys. Football emoji. Hand. Film camera emoji. P.S. Ben is brilliant. No mention of UK Cons.
Old 1974. So Jack's got fucking Channel 5. Ben's got Sky Sports and I'm just at the job office.
I've done well there.
I'm at Job Centre watching Jack on Channel 5 listening to Ben doing Sky Sports.
And it's live.
Load of
crap. I'm glad that's his last interaction from the audience for a while, because if that's all they've got to offer, I'm not interested. We really do appreciate all of your messages.
Too late now. You've just absolutely fucking annihilated it because you didn't get. We really do appreciate you. No, you fucking don't. We mean Jack do.
Keep them coming in. You know where to find us on social media at Sofa Cinema Club. And on Instagram, we have ran our competition for the last time this series, which is a chance to go to the cinema on us.
And do you know what? If you win the bloody competition, send us a voice note. Just say, I've had some sweets, I watched this, thanks. You don't even have to mean it, but we just want to hear from you.
Thanks to all those that did, but some people don't.
It's costing us a tenner each, £30 a week, to send you guys to the cinema. And all we need is a piece of fucking content to make this episode last longer. We're getting nothing. Getting absolutely nothing.
We just
back.
Need an ice blast. I need a pick and mix.
Make it up. If not, it's going to be my mum putting different voices on every week next series.
I'd love that.
Can you imagine? Every week, it's your
hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm Michelle, and I went to the View Plymouth.
Well, who has won this week? Because there's big pressure on them to be our first voice note next series, isn't there?
There is, and the pressure goes to Ashley McHugh. 2 tickets going to her, but where's she going to watch the film? She's going to watch the film at View Kirkstall.
Oof, stomping grounds, Jack.
Yeah, Leeds.
You've been to View Kirkstall?
I've been to the View.
I went there when it opened. I can't remember what I went to go see.
Did you open it?
No. I'm sure it opened in the 90s.
Screen 4, opened by Jack P. Shepherd.
I've been there because it's got a plaque. It's got it all going on. To be fair, you can have a great day. It's Cardigan Fields is the place where it is. And it's got it all. It's got a Five Guys, a Mod Pizza, a Nando's. You could have a great day there.
It used to have bowling. Has it got bowling?
It has got bowling.
Has it still got that?
In the cinema?
Yeah. No, next
door. Oh, in the complex.
Next door,
Old Ballplex next door.
Well, there you go. Ashley McHugh, View Kirkstall. Leave us a review.
And all of the people that have won a trip to the cinema on us, if you've not been to the cinema yet, bit of advice for you. I went to the cinema last week because it was the release of James Bond, 007, No Time to Die. Now, all I can say is it is very, very good. For 3 hours, I really enjoyed it, but I cannot make any more comments on the film.
Well, no, because you don't want to give anything away, do you?
No, and I'm not going to be that guy. All I'm going to say is go and watch it, because even if you're not a Bond fan, it's a good film. And yeah, go and enjoy it, because it's a very, you know, I did the old midday watch the day it came out.
Any sweets?
No, bottle of water and a protein bar that I had to sneak in.
You've changed.
No pick and mix for you, no ice blast.
Very good film, make sure you go and watch it. And we will see you here on Thursday, and then we will see you in a few months' time when we return for the new series of Soap Cinema Club. And hopefully we'll have a few more extraterrestrial gems for you, along with some letters from home and some trips to the cinema. So, thank you for listening to the first series of our bonus app. And we look forward to bringing you more in the future.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye. TTFN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.